Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
Boys in line.
See, I let the closers get to me. So I let the closer thing get to me. I shouldn't have done it. I also think Matt Brash could take that job. Munoz was better, though, in the back end, but like Brash is just like an absolutely insane sweeper and slider. There goes Torkelson 109. There's just a lot of good players. It's a, this isn't like, oh, I hate all these players. It's like, I like a lot of players.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like anybody significantly more than another. There goes Justin Steele 110.
It's also moving faster, too, because there's only 10 teams, which makes it a little more intense, I guess.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and also trying to see, like, all right, so what did they screw up? Where did Yahoo throw a player? Way down. J2 Ramuto just went?
Who took Steer? I didn't see him go.
You know what's happening again, Boggs? Scroll down the list and then watch when someone gets picked what happens.
Oh, no. Not on Yahoo.
Yep.
That's an ESPN thing.
Scroll all the way down. Ugh. And then watch when a pick right back to the top.
I'm scrolling.
Ryan Helsley. Yeah, so scroll and then there goes Cedric Mullins. Is that just the worst?
I hate it.
I hate it, too.
Ooh.
So we are going to do... All right, we're going to do this. Seiya Suzuki. Get some outfield. Who do you want?
Trio. Trio still on the board.
It's a good. Yeah, it's a good. I mean, you can absolutely
take those risks
with those rookies in a 10 team because you can replace it like that.
That's right. So Trio, I have Chatty and Mummert. Who did Chatty take? Josh Naylor.
Ooga booga. Sonny Gray and Josh Naylor just went. Bogman screamed.
I did not scream.
At Josh Naylor
incorrect.
In the AFL a couple years ago.
Wrong. You're lying. He's lying.
I'm not.
I did not scream. I did say it probably too loud, right?
It's very mean.
He was fat. He wasn't overweight like he is now. He was fat like me, like a fat ass.
But you don't want to be called out for it.
No, but I'm also not a professional athlete, dude.
Yeah, that's true. You're up, by the way. Yeah, Will Smith, you took Churio. After Churio went Kelly, Volpe, Geloff, Dansby, and then you just took Bryson Stott.
Getting me some swipes here. I went all power. Remember, I took Riley, and I did go Costas one, but then I went Jordan and Stott and Walker. They're not getting me a lot, so... to add Kim and Stott and Churio here at the end is nice. I do need to get back to starters, though.
Yeah, I need to pay attention to that, but I still think there's some really good ones. There goes Christian Encarnacion Strand. I think I really want Riley Green right here. There goes Esteri Ruiz.
Riley Green is one of four players in my queue.
And Vinny Pasquantino went, and Riley Green is there for me. So there we go. And coming back, Andres Jimenez keeps falling. And this is where it pisses me off with this roster construction. I could move McLean to shortstop and then I could have Jimenez be my second baseman, but Yahoo's just not letting me do it. But I still might take him. George Springer has not gone. William Contreras is there, top of the board. But you do want to pay attention to the pitching with how this has gone. There goes Luis Arraez, Hunter Green. So we're around pick 131 right now. If anybody wants to know, if you were wondering. So who do you want?
You're up before me. I want you guys to notice this. Welsh will try to do this like once or twice a draft to me.
What's the problem, guy?
And I'm calling him out on it now. That's why he's got a big S-eating grin on his face.
Come on.
He'll be up before me. He'll be like, who do you want? And you know when that is? It's when he's not sure who he wants. You know, and by the way, I know he does this to me because maybe I do the exact same thing to him. I don't know. So,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. They call it gamesmanship. Yeah.
Oh,
it's not cheating. It's Andres gamesmanship. Jimenez
right in front of me.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yup. Let me take a look here. I got a lot. I was looking at George Springer, which I think is I can't believe he's still there. But I'm looking where my power is at. I mean, I have some pretty good power here. You know what? Yeah, we're going to lock that in. We're going to go George Springer, fill all the way to the 30s.
I do like that.
Yeah, I was going to take Soler. I'll just say it because now I kind of can't take him. I was looking at Soler for big power numbers, but I guess I can't do that now.
I got to get back into pitching here. I've got Gallen, Glasnow, Yuri Perez, and Evan Phillips.
What do you have, four?
I have three. I'm going to take Fairbanks as top of my board here, top of my queue.
Yeah, I had him near the tippers as well, but he won't be anymore. There goes Clay Holmes, who was going to be the backup. Mm-hmm. So now the closers stink.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Come on, Mummer, don't take Fairbanks.
You're like, let's get my pick in real quick.
Come on, guy. I do like, there is another closer I like, so.
No?
I'll save him.
Kenley Jansen?
Maybe.
Sorry, Santander.
There's this.
Tanner Scott?
There's this part in.
It's Tanner Scott.
Community when Abed is writing down this. He's trying to prank Donald Glover's character.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party.
And he's writing in this weird language. And he goes, hey, what language are you writing in? And he's like, he looks at him and he goes, probably Arabic. And he walks out. And I don't know why, but that probably Arabic, like he's saying his own thoughts to Donald Glover. It just kills me every single time. I watched that episode last night. And you trying to figure out my guy sounds like Donald Glover trying to figure out what language he's writing in. All right.
I think you're doing a movie, by the way. There goes Alex.
Six seasons in a movie, baby. That's right.
I watched the part of the first season. I never watched it again. Not that it like wasn't worthy, but I just didn't. Tanner Scott went right before you, and then Jose Barrios. Was Scott the guy?
Tanner Scott was absolutely the guy. Jose Barrios is who I wanted there, though. So we got it. I was taking a Blue Jays starter because I had Chris Bassett was my other choice there.
Okay. Craig Kimbrell's still out there. I definitely like him. I don't know how I know you hate him, so I worry less. I just don't know how much longer I can make that work. Jackson Holliday, you sneaky little mummert. You sneaky little mummert. I love that pick, 144.
Yeah, I mean, you do. Like you said, it is annoying that it goes back up to the top every single time because there's definitely probably some deals down here. There always is in Yahoo that we just are not seeing. And now I got to go back.
There goes Kinley. Yeah, I mean, you're trying to go and look and, hey, what's this? And then it just every time just whoop, just takes you right back to the top. As you're scrolling, super happy about it.
Did you see the D-backs are considering Tommy Pham?
With
Jock, you know,
there's no chance. They have to like do a check in. There goes Chris Bassett. By the way, Verlander's still out there. I know they're saying he's a little bit behind, but I'm gonna take him. So we're gonna take Verlander. That's SP5. Wow. And coming back is tough because it is a 10 team, one catcher, but Yannier's there. Jorge Soler is still here, and I got a couple other guys that I like. So
there's going to be so many good free agents on the wire. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I still shouldn't touch catcher, but if I take Soler, he'd be my util at this point. I do need a shortstop and a middle infielder, so I should put more focus on middle infield because that is kind of depleting a little bit. Based on that, so I guess that's the place I'm going to struggle a little bit more. There goes Edward Julian, speaking of. And then I've got one closer and five SPs. Oh, what to do? What to do? What to do? There goes Ian Happ, Chaz McCormick.
Oh, it's like, Mike, you just got shorter.
You have Chaz McCormick in there?
I did.
Christian Javier goes 152.
Because I need, what do you need? I need three pitcher spots. Let's see. Two outfield spots, a util, and a catcher.
Your pick. How do I want to do this? I don't. All right. I'm going to take Kimbrel. So I got a second closer.
Gross.
But I feel like I don't like doing that over Soler. So what are you going to do now? So now you got two picks in front of me.
If Soler is there, I'm taking. I mean, okay. Come on, you know, this is, you passed him twice, you know.
I know, I shouldn't have done it. There goes Tommy Edman after Jordan Montgomery.
I don't know, Ozuna's still out there though.
Ozuna's another good one. He was a good one. So what's it gonna be? How's it gonna be?
I'm gonna go Ozuna.
Over Soler.
I mean, I pick again in five spots. So.
Naughty, naughty little boy. There goes Brandon Nimmo.
None of that.
Too much?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Yep. I mean, hey, you don't know where the line is until you cross it. So.
Yeah, you crossed it. Yeah. It's weird now.
Okay. Well, sorry to make it weird. Jay Hay is on the wheel. So anything could happen on the wheel. Right. And it doesn't stay on the wheel.
Anything happens.
Hunter Brown.
And the all ages after party.
And he does Hunter Brown. That's not crazy. And.
Man, Hunter Brown is such a good pick.
Littering and.
The only starter I had in my queue.
Nathaniel Lowe.
All right. So one good pick and one other pick.
Can all be winners. There goes Mitch Keller. You're up.
I'm going to take a Welsh special here. And I'm leaving him for you. I leave you Soler, but I take your Bailey Albert. So,
man. Well, I want Michael King more than anything.
I know. Michael King, you wrote a love letter to.
I know. And I want Michael King.
It was almost like Scott White level creepy.
But I wanted Michael King and Bailey Albert. I wanted both. wanted to be selfish.
Wah, wah, and wah. Well, Soler and JD Martinez are still out there. They're just like,
but it's like you took over, and that was the backup if someone was rude and took Michael King. I'm one pick away because Darvish and Paredes just went. So RFP.
RFP.
Get off my lawn.
RFP. I'm going to text him.
Don't. He took Soler right in front of me. So. Michael King, lock it up. Can't do all the talking I've been doing about Michael King and then not take him. There goes JD Martinez. Yadier Diaz is still out there too. I don't know. I might. I mean, you don't need to take Yadier, but there goes Stephen Kwan. But he is out there. There's a lot of good catchers.
WNBC.
But I'm definitely somehow in a 10 team having like a middle infield deficiency. It's not really great to have that. Like, I don't love doing that, but I guess you just have to deal. Sometimes you got to race. There goes Jamer. I had an all timer. You would have ended the episode in go and listen to Fantasy Pros, the ultimate infield guide.
Okay.
Get to shortstops and listen to the all time line and how if Joe composed himself, if it was Bogman, 0.0 chance Bogman holds it together. I almost couldn't. I'm going to take Yadier. I know it's almost silly, but we're at the end of the draft.
I mean, I got to tell you guys, watching Welsh, and someone mentioned this in the GroupMe room too, watching Welsh react and try not to laugh while Scott White is doing all of his poems about his players is it's entertainment of the year, man. It was so great. And Scott, I mean, how does he stone cold, straight lace, not even crack a smile? He's so good at being the straight man. It was a great watch. You guys should check it out.
I had forgot that's what we were going to do in the episode because Frank texted me, hey, you know, send me some players you love. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, oh, this is the Valentine's Day episode. I did this last year. So I kind of forgot around that. And
I want Brandon Fott so bad here.
Oh, I just queued him up. We had Eloy and Moreno, Boz, and then you got Fott. But yeah, I was like, I forgot that was going to happen. And I was not ready for the innuendo based poems that.
I mean, just great poems, too. You know what I mean? Like, he did a good job writing them.
And he was like, yeah, I don't think I think he told Frank, he's like, I don't think I'm going to have the time to do the poems. And then he absolutely spent probably 3 hours. Doing
I mean, so much time. They were good.
Yeah. Last couple picks.
Great job.
Alvarado, God, Rodon, and then Amonica was at the top of my list too. All right. Pitching. There's still some, but it's just drying up a little bit.
Yeah. I only have one spot left to fill there.
Me too. I actually have the two infield. I really, that needs to be my focus. There goes Max Muncy.
You are take up. Leclerc and just be done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And just what?
Just be done.
Yeah.
I'm done with pitching.
Saw him today. He was a nice guy.
Super Leclerc, nice. Phillips,
when you're a champion, you're extra nice, by the way. You are a champion. I am not. Nothing but
champion.
Failure.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
All right, I'm looking at Tovar and Adamas. I've kind of been an anti-Tovar guy, but I really don't have batting average deficiencies now that I'm looking at this. I actually might be able to stomach Adamas more than I giving myself credit for, so... I might go Adamas, and then I might also go Tovar, back-to-back picks here.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang, Daniel. There goes
Daniel.
I have a util spot, too. Ooh.
Back at it again with the white kicks.
That's not how that goes, but...
Yep.
I got exactly beatboxy. I got inspired. All right. We're going to go... Willie Adams, as Joe would say.
Adams.
Joe caught himself on the infield episode. He was like, Willie Adams? He just did it like quietly because he wanted to go Adams.
CK's got a little bit of that Oregon. He says Oregon instead of Oregon. And he is fastest correction I've ever seen anyone make on a word without tripping over it. But like the first two times he's like Oregon. I was like, Oregon.
Masataka Yoshida, Nuevi Marte, then Eduardo Rodriguez, 190. Lucas Giolito, 191. Oh, I'm actually up in two picks. I think we kind of lost the good DHs now that I'm looking. We got some. That one's not that bad. It's 10 team. We got to see what the Fantasy Pros says after, so I want to make sure we win it. But I'm two picks away, and I am debating. Ooh, that was going to be one from Kelnick. I'm telling some Kelnick stories, man. I think Atlanta's going to be a good bounce back for him. But not on
Should
my team.
Be a good spot.
Not on this one. Yeah.
Who did you say you're taking?
We're going to take Tovar, middle infield. So I have a util and a pitching spot left. There goes Brian.
Yeah, one of Frank's favorites.
Mm-hmm. Who are you taking here?
Sean Murphy wants
to know.
Sean Murphy. Take a catcher.
He's a pick.
You think Sean Murphy's a bad pick here?
No.
Yeah.
Trying to get a rise.
Yeah.
No cursing. Just seeing what I can do.
Yeah. I see how you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you're just like, you do the fake ball trick. You're just like, oh, I threw it. I don't have it. And then, oop, tag. Seeing if I can get you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't.
I threw it. You just throw it right back. That's okay. Nick Lodolo went 196. You're one pick away.
I'm
going to
throw it out. You know what? I'm going to skip him. I'm going to take Hoskins.
I like Hoskins a lot. Probably would have been one of my util picks, so.
Mummer, let's go. Let's go. Mummer's using all of his time. Mummer.
Oh, it's a 10-team league. It's a mock. And he takes Kerry Carpenter.
All that time to take Kerry Carpenter.
That's what I've always said. You got Reese at 190. All right, so what's the second to last pick? There goes Newt.
Yeah, it's still going to be Murphy.
There goes Alvarez. I mean, catchers are kind of...
Yeah. Take whoever.
It's not really depleting, but it's... has some semblance of depleting. All right, I'm looking around here.
I'm excited to look at the grades.
What's that?
I'm excited to look at the grades. I think this team.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see. We got Fantasy Pros draft assistant hooked up, which, by the way, throughout this, I only did it once. It will live. You could actually pick my rankings if you wanted, and it has like all the picks live update, and it shows you like who you should pick, who experts would pick, the pick predictor. It has all that going on, which is pretty cool. And you can actually sync up leagues and do it for free, which is pretty cool. And then you can do, if you want like all the analysis, I think you got to do the premium for that. But if you guys want to have like the draft assistant going on, I'm pretty sure that's part of the free stuff. So free plug for Fantasy Pros there. All right. Nate Eovaldi. After Sean Murphy, Ryan Pepiot had went, Parker Meadows, we're in the 200s. We're not doing a bench, if not mentioned. So you know, this is that starter range. My Brian God. Bayo just went, and I am up.
We got to fix the thing where it goes back to the top, because I'm trying to.
They don't fix it. Hunt. They don't care. Yeah, they don't. They don't care. All right, I am going to take a pitcher here. You know, I feel like this is a safe one. I'm going to go Nick Pivetta. And then with my final trick, I'm contemplating for my util, I'm contemplating taking Junior Caminero. It's not going to probably help me in the projection stuff of Fantasy Pros. The other guy I was looking at was Jorge Polanco. And Lourdes. Those are the, and Buxton, because I do love me some Buxton.
And
littering and littering.
Did you see the thing I sent you? Someone named a highway littering and
that's amazing.
Littering and
there should be like an overpass that's called and smoking the reefer.
Yeah. And smoking the reefer underpass.
Yeah. Okay. Brian Hayes, Carlos Estevez. Final couple picks here. And then we're going to look at the Fantasy Pros draft assistant and see what it says. I'm still torn. Thank you for that. Andrew Abbott.
Stuck in your head all day.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna happen.
There goes Nestor Cortez, just like we wrote it up. All right. I will... Let's just go with Caminero. Let's see what fun happens here. Because I would take Caminero here, because then I got bench spots to fill out. I would probably take Polanco coming back. There goes Buxton. So that might ding me a tiny bit, but let's see.
Caminero in the last round.
Rafaela. Yeah, Caminero in the draft. You took Jung-Hoo Lee. And the final two picks.
Littering and...
Our players that are named... Running the whole timeout.
This is a run the clock out situation.
Nothing better than in a mock draft. The last couple picks are full time. Thank you very much, Wilson Contreras and the J. Hay kid. Oh my God.
Why did it not auto him? He's on auto. It should have done it in 5 seconds. It's taking the whole 30 seconds here.
Yahoo's broken.
It is early. It is February. Yeah, so these things need should to work. Be fixed.
Yeah, nobody drafts in February.
Doesn't need to work, right?
Yeah. I'm sure in July, the fantasy football leagues don't work. Or in August. I'm sure it's like a bad time. All right. I don't know who he took. So he took a player. Let's see. Can I even look at the Vaughn Grissom. They do have a standings thing. And I am dead last in Yahoo standings on the roster.
Snap.
Wow. Here's how it goes. It goes 1, Vinny, 2, Brand Hoover, Alan G, Mummer, you are 5, Barrow, Chad, J-Hay, RFP, and me at the bitty
Can you put
bottom.
It on the screen, because it won't work for me.
I didn't have any of these on the screen. So that's Yahoo's.
Oh, I thought
standings.
You meant Fantrax.
Okay. No. We're going to go and press. Check that out. It should be doing that here in just a secker. So let's see. Let me take this off, and then we will do what Fantasy Pros has to say. All right, so, let me get this off here. I've already seen my score. It's a very good score, but I'm not sure that means anything yet. I was given a 95
out of
100.
That was what I was given last time, and it was 4th.
I know, that's why I said
whatever.
It doesn't mean anything yet. So, here we go, Bogman.
Oh, God.
Bogman's already seen it. Coming in at 10, unfortunately, is Ryan Brandhoover. Brandhoover with a overall score of 62. Coming in at number 9 is LeMarvelous Dan Mummert. Coming in
Stuck
at number
in football
8.
Football season, LeMarvelous.
Coming in at number 8 is the bodacious Bogman. That's right. Scott Bogman came in at number 8. You were given, everyone was given the number 1 bench. Your overall was 8th. Your starters were 8. Your hitters were 6. Your pitchers were 8.
I don't understand.
Bogman, do you want to read these, or do you want me to read these off for you?
I can read them. It says he drafted 2 players ranked in the top 3 at their position, Bobby Witt and Austin Riley. Stack them up. I like the Braves this year with Austin Riley, Marcell Ozuna, and Sean Murphy. My steals were Ozuna, Murphy, and Hoskins. Categorically good. Your team projects to be in the top three in homers and whips. And Dalton Del Don of Yahoo Sports likes your team more than anyone.
So look who is number two who loved your team.
I like my team second most. And I liked Chirillo, Fairbanks, and Ober. So
weird
there we
picks,
go.
But okay.
Look who liked my team fourth most. Then Brandon Myers, then Scott White, and then Todd Clark. Who hated my team? Well, of course, Scott Youngson hated my team from pitcher list. Keith Lott hasn't liked a lot of what I do. Pierre Camus just on the Bogman hate train every single time. Andy Behrens, Sex Drive, liked my team last time. Hated this one. Didn't like Glasnow, Jazz, and Trio. And who hated me the most, more than anyone? One of my best friends in the industry, Joe Pizzapia, hated Glasnow, Barrios, and Ober. I don't know.
I think technically Scott Youngson hated you the most. Oh, like that's the tippy true. Top is most, but Joe Pizzapia wants you to know he's a top five.
Just to make sure he's a top five hater. That's
Let's go over your team as you were saying all that. Rehear your team.
My team at catcher, I got Sean Murphy at first, Christian Walker. Second is Ha-Seong Kim. Third is Austin Riley. Then I have Bobby Witt at short. Tristan Casas on the middle, or CIMI is Stott. Outfield is Alvarez, Jazz, Chirillo, Ozuna, and Jung-Hoo Lee. My util is Hoskins. My starters are Gallen, Glasnow, Yuri Perez, Jose Barrios, Bailey Ober, Brandon Pfaadt. And my closers are Evan Phillips, Pete Fairbanks, Jose Lee.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing it.
And then with my final trick, I'm contemplating for my util, contemplating taking Junior Caminero. It's not going to probably help me in the projection stuff of Fantasy Pros. The other guy I was looking at was Jorge Polanco. And Lourdes. Those are the... And Buxton, because I do love me some Buxton.
And?
Littering and. Littering.
Did you see the thing I sent you? Someone named a highway. Littering and.
That's amazing.
Littering and.
There should be like an overpass that's called And Smoking the Reefer.
Yeah. And Smoking the Reefer Underpass.
Yeah. Okay, Brian Hayes, Carlos Estevez. Final couple picks here, and then we're going to look at the Fantasy Pros draft assistant and see what it says. I'm still torn. Thank you for that, Andrew Abbott.
Stuck in your head all day.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
There goes Nestor Cortez, just like we wrote it up. All right, I will. Let's just go with Caminero. Let's see what fun happens here. Because I would take Caminero here, because then I got bench spots to fill out. I would probably take Polanco coming back. There goes Buxton. So that might ding me a tiny bit, but let's see.
Caminero in the last round.
Rafaela. Yeah, Caminero in the raft. You took Jung-Hoo Lee. And the final two picks.
Littering and.
Our players. That are named running the whole timeout.
This is a run the clock out situation.
Nothing better than in a mock draft. The last couple picks are full time. Thank you very much, Wilson Contreras and the J. Hay Kid. Oh my God.
Why did it not auto him? He's on auto. It should have done it in 5 seconds. It's taking the whole 30 seconds here.
Yahoo's broken.
It is early. It is February.
Yeah.
So
the, I know.
These
it doesn't
things
need
should
to work.
Be fixed.
Yeah, nobody drafts in February.
Doesn't need to work, right?
Yeah. I'm sure in July, the fantasy football leagues don't work. Or in August. I'm sure it's like a bad time. All right. I don't know who he took. So he took a player. Let's see. Can I even look at the Vaughn Grissom? Vaughn Grissom. They do have a standings thing. And I am dead last in Yahoo standings on the roster.
Snap.
Wow. Here's how it goes. It goes one, Vinny, two, Brand Hoover, Alan G, Mummer, you are five, Barrow, Chad, J-Hay, RFP, and me at the bitty
Can you put
bottom.
It on the screen? Because it won't work for me.
I didn't have any of these on the screen. So that's Yahoo's.
Oh, I
standings.
Thought you meant Fantrax.
Okay. No. We're going to go and press. Check that out. It should be doing that here in just a secker. So let's see. Let me take this off, and then we will do the what Fantasy Pros has to say. All right. So, whoops. Let me get this off here. I've already seen my score. It's a very good score, but I'm not sure that means anything yet. I was given a 95.
That was
out of
what
100.
I was given last time, and it was fourth.
I know. That's why I said
whatever.
It doesn't mean anything yet. So here we go, Bogman.
Oh God.
Bogman's already seen it. Coming in at 10, unfortunately, is Ryan Brandhoover. Brandhoover with a overall score of 62. Coming in at number 9 is Le Marvelous, Dan Mummert. Coming in
Stuck
at number
in football
8.
Season, Le Marvelous.
Coming in at number 8 is the Bodacious Bogman. That's right. Scott Bogman came in at number 8. You were given, everyone was given the number 1 bench. Your overall was 8th. Your starters were 8. Your hitters were 6. Your pitchers were 8.
I don't understand.
Bogman, do you want to read these or do you want me to read these off for you?
I can read them. It says you drafted 2 players ranked in the top 3 at their position, Bobby Witt and Austin Riley. Stack them up. I like the Braves this year with Austin Riley, Marcell Ozuna, and Sean Murphy. My steals were Ozuna, Murphy, and Hoskins. Categorically good. Your team projects to be in the top 3 in homers and whips. And Dalton Del Don of Yahoo Sports likes your team more than anyone.
So look who is number 2 who loved your team.
I like my team second most. And I liked Chirillo, Fairbanks, and Ober. So
weird
there we
picks,
go.
But okay.
Look who liked my team fourth most. Then Brandon Myers, then Scott White, and then Todd Clark. Who hated my team? Well, of course, Scott Youngson hated my team from pitcher list. Keith Lott hasn't liked a lot of what I do. Pierre Camus, just on the Bogman hate train every single time. Andy Behrens, Sex Drive, liked my team last time. I hated this one. Didn't like Glasnow, Jazz, and Trio. And who hated me the most, more than anyone? One of my best friends in the industry, Joe Pizzapia, hated Glasnow, Barrios, and Ober. I don't know.
I think technically Scott Youngson hated you the most.
Oh,
like it's
that's
the tippy
true.
Top is
I
most.
Forget.
But Joe Pizzapia wants you to know he's a top 5.
Just to make sure he's a top 5 hater. That's
Go. Let's go over your team as you were saying all that.
Yeah,
let's rehear your team.
Team at catcher, I got Sean Murphy at first, Christian Walker. Second is Ha-Seong Kim. Third is Austin Riley. Then I have Bobby Witt at short. Tristan Casas on the middle, or CIMI is Stott. Outfield is Alvarez, Jazz, Chirillo, Ozuna, and Jung-Hoo Lee. My util is Hoskins. My starters are Gallen, Glasnow, Yuri Perez, Jose Barrios, Bailey Ober, Brandon Pfaadt. And my closers are Evan Phillips, Pete Fairbanks, Jose Leclerc.
What do you think about the team? I mean, it's a 10-team league. We got to love a lot of stuff. Sure. I mean, I do too. You got the late catcher, which was great. It's so interesting. Ozuna qualifies at outfield on here. I didn't even realize that. That's actually an extra advantage to his value. So no wonder he really is a sleeper on Yahoo. So pay attention to that. Ozuna being an outfielder here makes him quite a bit
JD
better
Martinez.
Than just a util.
Martinez is an outfielder too.
I don't think
so.
Martinez played any outfield last year though. Did he?
Still was in outfield when I was looking at it. So
he was?
He was. Yeah. I think he might've played 5 games out there last year.
I mean, he has to if he's on the system, but I thought I looked and all of the games were DH. I'm going on FanGraphs. Now they list him as a DH outfield. Let's see. He played 3 games in left field. And
so
he's
it must be 3 games.
Yahoo.
Must be the qualification. Because Mookie had shortstop. When did he play shortstop?
He must have moved over. Let's take a look. By the way, Junior Caminero is they qualified Junior Caminero as util only, even though he came up. And didn't he play third base?
I thought it said infield for him, but I don't know. I don't know. I like this build. I thought this team was pretty solid. I was a little worried about speed later because after I took Witt, you know, I went Yordan and I went Austin Riley and then Christian Walker. Like, there wasn't a lot of speed on my roster, but I thought I did a good job getting Kim and getting Stott late. I took my risk with Chirio. I got some thump in my util spot with Hoskins. And I thought my starters, I mean, I did wait, so maybe my starters aren't tippy top of the line, but I thought Gallen and Glasnow and Jurie, I thought that was a pretty good start. And my closers weren't, they were kind of middle tier. I didn't get any of the elite closers, but I got Phillips on the Dodgers, who's going to get a lot. I expect the Rays to win a bunch of games with Fairbanks and Leclerc, the champs. So I felt like I did okay here. I was really surprised to see myself at eighth.
Yeah, and they didn't like your pitching as much either. By the way, Mookie Betts played 16 games at shortstop.
Did he
and
really?
Some of them may have been, I think, moveovers.
I forget he went through a stretch, right, after somebody got hurt.
So that's why he qualifies. But yeah, it is, but makes Ozuna better. So yeah, I thought you would have been higher. Barrow, who was on the wheel, he ended up with a 78. By the way, massive difference. The biggest differential is between team 9 and your team oh, 8. Wow. I just want to say, because it's like 9 spots separate 9th and 8th. There is no other 9 spots between like 6 and 5. Like,
eight
there's
to
a ton
fifth
of,
is 9 spots. So
yeah, exactly. So like the biggest, so it kind of broke a tier. Unfortunately, the roster construction, Mummert and Brandhuvers, they hated. And then it changes into a different tier. You and Barrow were kind of generally the same at 78. The J. Hay kid finished with a score of 83. So this is the B team. He was 6. Alan G was 5th with an 84. So these are mid Bs. And Vinny finished 4th with another 80 score. So the final three, we have not heard my name, is in the A's in the 90s. Do we want to look at 1 and 2 or just 1?
Let's look at 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. I don't know why we would do that, but okay, let's do it. Chad E with a third place team. Hat tip to Chad E with a 92 score. But let's go to number 2, RFP, the American Sniper, given a 94 out of 91.
I got his team.
Okay, good. Yeah, you can read that off here in a second. Starters, he was second place, blah, blah. But his team, the number one projected hitters with pitchers, 7th. His insights, and let's hear the team, not actually a ton of insights. He drafted top 3 players at their position: Carroll, Turner, Devers, Adley, and Buxton at DH. That's weird. They only gave 1 steal, Jorge Soler, but categorically, he was projected to be in the top 3 in runs, RBI, stolen bases, and the best in homers, wins, and strikeouts. That is pretty impressive. And Andy Behrens was the number 1 on his team. Pierre Camus, Brad Kamara, Chris Towers, and Scott White all love. Scott Youngson, hate. Ariel Cohen, hate. I was a hater, as was Kelly Kirby and Travis Argo. So what did that team look like?
So at catcher, he had Adley Rutschman, then Vinny Pasquantino at first, Ketel Marte, Rafael Devers, Trey Turner round out the infield with Bregman at CI, Abrams at MI. Outfield, Carroll, Schwarber, Soler, Eloy, Duran, and Buxton at util. Starters were Castillo, Nola, Lizardo, Gray, Sale, Bassett, Montgomery, Wu, and Bayo. No closers. None.
Oh, so a full-on punt?
Full-on punt. Zero closers at all.
That's also, he was ranked 7th in his pitching, so that's probably what it is. He's not going to qualify at saves. But you know what? Let's give him a hat tip. What was that? 6 categories that he's at least going to finish in the top 3?
And those hitters are insane.
And that's how you do it if you're going to absolutely punt the category. So RFP put himself in a great position. And I guess that's all the team. Oh, wait, we didn't talk about the number 1. Mine. The top score, 95 out of 100. The number 2 hitters with the number 4 pitchers. I only had 1 player in the top 3 at the position, Jose Ramirez. My steals, Cody Bellinger fell 2 rounds. George Springer, 3 rounds, and Justin Verlander, 3 rounds. Top 3 projected in homers, average, wins, and Ks, and the best in RBI. And Bogman, the analyst that loved my team the most, Chris Welsh. That's
Terrell
right.
Owens.
I love me some me. Yep, I was Terrell Owens here. No one loves the me like me. And Andy Behrens was with me. Travis Argo's with me. Dalton Del Don and Chris Towers all love it. Pierre Camus told me to kick rocks. Ariel Cohen is not having it. Blake Meyer, Keith Lott, and Scott Pinowski not about that life, but was the number one projected team. And let's hear it, by the way, because I didn't even mention what it was. I had Yonier Diaz, who fell to me at catcher. My infield was Vlad Guerrero, Matt McClain, Willy Adames, Jose Ramirez. My corner middle, Manny Machado.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chato, Ezekiel Tovar. My outfield, Tatis, Bellinger, Springer, Suzuki, and Riley Green with DH of Junior Caminero. My pitching, I had Pablo Lopez, Blake Snell, Joe Ryan, Justin Verlander, Cole Reagans, Michael King, Nick Pivetta, with Andres Munoz and Craig Kimbrell as my closers. I'm still mad about
Cole Reagans, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm moving Cole Reagans up more because also...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
So he's worth reaching on. And in a 10 team, you can mitigate some of this stuff better. And I think I can mitigate the Snell and the Reagan's walks with guys like Lopez and Ryan, Michael King, really low walk guys. And if I don't, okay, it's a position I punted because I've got saves. I've got massive strikeouts. I've got pitchers that are in line for wins. So I feel good about that. So that's like something that I could play on the fly. And I thought I was maybe messing with average, but I'm really not. Vlad, Yonier, Jose Ramirez, Machado, Tatis will be fine. Suzuki, Riley Green are going to hold it up. So I'm very happy with this construction. And, you know, no shock that based off of like the things that I like with the ranks that, you know, he would pop up. So there you go.
Nice.
That's the deal. So
uncensored. Hopefully you guys found that still entertaining. I thought it was just as entertaining. Hopefully you liked me dropping in my drops in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. The in-person drops by Bogman. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that boy. Bad boy. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast. We most likely have an episode on Friday. We always do, but we just, you know, we shot for a thing this week. It didn't work out and it threw everything behind. So at worst, there is not. Most likely there will be. So make sure you subscribe so you get hit with it. We'll be back on the normal schedule next week. And the week after, I will be gone. So I'll be only on one episode and not the mock draft. But you guys want to be a part of those mock drafts, make sure you go over to inthisleague.com. Sign up today. You get in the GroupMe rooms. We can add you to the mock drafts. You can get access to our ranks, the community, and a whole bunch more. Plus, you're supporting the boys. And we deeply appreciate that. I will also continue sharing some of the insights I get out at camp. So I'm looking forward to that. That's all we got. So good job, you guys. Oh, also, if you guys want to check out the draft results, you can go get that as a free post over at inthisleague.com. We've got all the drafts. So if you want to see the different formats between, like, you know, Dynasty and Points and the 10-man, you can check it out for completely free, $3.99. So thank you guys for hanging out. Find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports, me at Is It The Welsh. We'll talk to you next time right here on In This League.
Bye. See you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.